Andrew Kelleher from JMA Wealth. Good morning. So it was always going to happen, but we're still on the upside by some margin, aren't we?
Yeah, well, yes, we are. So this is Global Dairy Trade. Hey, Mike, at least this morning we're sitting here not thinking the numbers were wrong, which is what we were doing 2 weeks ago exactly. When we saw that, we saw the extraordinary result in the Global Dairy Trade Auction, which was 15% rise in the Global Dairy Trade Index and that 21% rise in whole milk powder prices, which then prompted a review of the farm gate milk prices. They've all gone up. Yeah, so how did we get on last night? Well, at the Global Dairy Trade Price Index level, a 3.8% fall. You're still looking at an average price over $4,000 per metric tonne, $4,089. So still significantly higher than we've seen that price index for years. I mean, you've got to go back to 2014. At the individual product levels, anhydrous milk fat up 3.7, butter down 2.8, skim milk powder steady plus 0.7, and whole milk powder. So here's the important commodity, down 6.2%, which on the face of it looks a bit ugly, but that's a 6.2% fall after a 21% rise. So I think everyone should just cool their jets, chill out, it's okay, unless we see a trend, which we've only had one auction, so it's not there yet. Now, important element to this, Fonterra noted this strong Chinese demand, and what hasn't been widely sort of talked about is they actually increased the volumes for this auction. So they've increased the volumes of whole milk powder for sale at auction from last night right through to May the 18th. So in total, there's another 17,500 tonnes of more whole milk powder than was previously forecast. So that's a 28% increase, now 78,500 tonnes. And they didn't do it all at once. So last night there was an extra 3,500 tonnes. April ratchets up a bit more, but it's a pretty positive sign. I think they're confident enough to do so. So all in all, Mike, I think it's okay. I don't think we should lose the plot.
We'll take it. Briscoe's another miserable result for them.
I was going to just quickly mention Fonterra results actually out today, Mike, so we'll keep an eye out on those. Yes, Briscoe's continues to under-promise and over-deliver. Briscoe's should almost be a tutorial, really, for our other listed companies. Now, we know that the result was going to be good. They'd pre-announced this, but we got the actual numbers yesterday. $73.2 million annual profit. Now, last month when they pre-announced, they said there would be at least $70 million. And so they've 73.2, well done. And as previously announced, they took advantage of these tough conditions to look at their operational efficiencies, and they improved their gross margin as well. So the gross margin is 17% higher than the previous year. What pandemic, Mike? What pandemic? Yeah. And what sort of makes the result even better, I suppose, is that there was no contribution from their holding in Kathmandu. And last year there was. So they made up that difference and some more. Share price up 5.6% yesterday, Mike, which is pretty good stuff. Actually, Mike, the NZX 50 had a pretty ropey first couple of months of the year, down 6.8% in February. It's actually regained just under 4% so far in March, which is pretty good.
Good spending down. Not surprisingly.
Yeah, this is just quick comment about credit card balances. Now, this number was delayed. So this number is actually for January. So it's a little bit old, a little bit historical. But if we look at this in the context of the weaker card spending that we spoke about the other day, also lower. January 2021, 5.2% lower than the same month last year, and more evidence of that coming through in hospitality. So, look, we just slightly worrying signs there.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And we haven't even got to February in lockdown yet. Stand by. What are the numbers?
Right. This morning, the Dow Jones Boeing under a little bit of pressure this morning, and that's pulled the Dow Jones down 32,852, which is down 100 points, 0.3%. The S&P 500 pretty much square. It's up 5 points, 3973. The NASDAQ, however, continues to bounce back. It's now at 13,566, up 106 points, 0.79%. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 6803, up 54.8%. Nikkei, up 154, 29921. Shanghai Composite gained 27 yesterday, 3446. The ASX 200 gained 0.8%, up 54 points, 6827. And as I said, the NZX 50, another good day yesterday, up 97 points, 0.77%, closing at 12,689. On the currencies, one Kiwi dollar, and on the wholesale markets, will get you 0.7192 US, 0.9280 Aussie, 0.6044 euro, 0.5177 pounds, 78.39 yen. Gold, $1,730.84. Brent crude steady, $68.31.
Have an awesome day, mate. Catch up tomorrow. JMIWealth.co.nz.